Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Hello from Washington, D.C. My name is Jeff Concourse. I'm a communications specialist here in the Office of Acquisitions and Assistance with USAID. Thank you for joining us on the first business forecast call for the fiscal year of 2019. And thank you as well for the more than 250 questions that all of you submitted. We truly appreciate your interest and active participation in working with USAID. On the call today, we have Mark Walter, who is the Acting Director of USAID's Office of Acquisition and Assistance, Randy Tift, who is a Senior Advisor with MOAA, and the Senior Leader Champion for Effective Partnering and Procurement Reform. We also have Deb Broderick, who is Deputy Director of MOAA, and Mauricio Vera, who is Director of the Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization. So if you're new to these business forecast calls, you should be aware that we'll be highlighting just a few of the many questions that you've sent in. But all the responses will be posted later today on our website at usaid.gov/business-forecast. And we will be letting you know when that is available via email and via our Twitter handle, which is at USAIDBizOps. Please also know that because we're expecting more than 500 of you on the call today, that your phones will be on mute for the duration of the call. And with that, I would like to turn it over now to Mark Walter.
Thanks, Jeff. Really appreciate it. And I want to echo Jeff's thanks to each and every one of you, both for participating in these quarterly calls as well as the robust questions you always submit. We really do appreciate them and look forward to sharing responses further with you later today as well as here on the top line on the call. As many of you know, USAID and MOA, our Office of Acquisition and Assistance, have been working over the last year to transform the way we do business in order to realize the administrator's vision for more innovative, entrepreneurial-type approaches to foreign assistance and to better assist our partner countries on their journey to self-reliance. These themes are a major part of our ongoing Effective Partnering and Procurement Reform efforts, EPPR, that Randy Tift here has been leading along with Gloria Steele. They will clearly continue to shape what we will be doing in the coming year and beyond. As you heard in a number of calls last year, we've really focused our efforts in our office to align with the major themes Randy has been leading in the EPPR area, creating additional opportunities to expand the partner base through collaborative approaches, lowering barriers to competition, introducing flexibilities in design, or being able to adapt by building in crisis modifiers for shock responses, ways to increase focus on results and impact. These efforts will continue, and in a few moments I'll let Randy provide some updates and highlights. I wanted to note, have a wonderful opportunity coming up early next year with a worldwide contracting officer controller conference being planned, which will clearly be a catalyst to also further operationalize these efforts. Before we get to some of the EPPR updates, I do want to briefly provide some highlights from the previous year. Last fiscal year, we obligated approximately $17 billion through acquisition and assistance mechanisms worldwide. That correlated to about 23,000-plus transactions, both in our field missions and here in Washington. Just in regard to missions compared to Washington, roughly about $6.6 billion in obligations were in the missions, and about $10.4 billion was obligated in Washington. Looking also at those acquisition and assistance obligation numbers of $17 billion, roughly $5.1 billion was under acquisition instruments, approximately $5.4 billion related to assistance with public international organizations, about $6.4 billion was under assistance to NGOs, and the rest was the interagency agreements. Please be assured we are also working on further data elements to share in our annual year in review So we're diligently working on that as well. As you are likely also aware, in fiscal year 2018, we had a major revision to our automated directive system, ADS 300, relating to senior leadership reviews of ANA actions. The process was previously known as the ARED review, is now the Senior Obligation Alignment Review, or SOAR. The SOAR process incorporates many of the ideas that are part of the administrator's vision, including expanding opportunities for competition, enhancing collaboration in the designs, helping our partner countries on their development journeys from recipient to donor. Some of these changes of note in the SOAR process are that the administrator reviews ANA-related activities, pre-solicitation at $40 million and above, assistant administrators review at $20 million to under $40 million, and then separately, we have reviews for public international organization PIOs. They are being reviewed at $5 million above by the administrator and below $5 million with the assistant administrators. Randy and I, along with other key advisors in the Global Development Lab and the Bureau for Policy, Planning, and Learning, PPL, provide critical suggestions to fulfill the administrator's visions noted above. On the MOAA front, we want to better ensure that operating units are building in engagements with communities through RFIs, pre-solicitation conferences, and other collaborative techniques. We also promote the use of concept papers, statement of objectives, two-step approaches. And we also seek to advance efforts to build local capacity, be it through sub-awards, transition awards, or direct awards. Moving into fiscal year 2019, you will clearly continue to make progress and improvements on a wide range of areas. In addition to Randy's efforts to lead EPPR, one of our agency priority objectives is collaboration co-design, and part of EPR is also our ANA acquisition assistance strategy. So I'm going to turn it over to Randy now to highlight anything you would like in any of those areas to update the community. So thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Mark, and great to have this opportunity for a brief update on reform plans and engagement with our partners. I want to thank many of you for providing input on the draft USAID acquisition and assistance strategy over the past 2 weeks or so. There was much good input, and it was received and applied. We hope to have opportunities in the near future to highlight key points of the strategy. For now, I would just note that we are hoping to finalize and release the strategy in the very near future. In addition, I would like to highlight that USAID Administrator Mark Green is speaking at the Professional Services Council this coming week, December 4th, and he'll be joined by Mark Walter, myself, and a number of us to present recent developments in USAID Washington and around the world. It will be a fireside chat with our partner community, and later on, we will have similar engagement opportunities with other parts of the partner community in the very near future. Finally, I also want to thank many of you for your interest over the past year as we finalized our agency priority goal for expanding the use of collaboration and co-creation. We've now established key definitions, baselines, and new targets over the past year for increasing the use of collaborative engagement techniques and co-creation in FY19, and doing this over a wider range of solicitation approaches and instruments. Please be on the lookout for the posting of that APG update on the Office of Management and Budget website very soon. And with that, I'd like to hand over to my colleague, Deb Broderick.
Thank you, Randy. So in terms of acquisition, one of the main areas of focus last year was on category management. For those of you who may not know, category management is a government-wide federal procurement initiative designed to increase efficiency in the procurement process and deliver more cost savings in 10 areas of acquisition. In fiscal year 2018, USAID was successful in achieving its category management goals, which were set by the Office of Management Budget. So to achieve these goals, MOAA used a multi-phased approach that focused systematically on increasing category management solutions, adoption by increasing category management awareness among our staff and providing education, training, and managing advocacy, increasing stakeholder engagement, and developing and applying spend under management principles and tracking those results. Another key to USAID's success in category management was to engage the ANA staff as early as possible in the planning process, including at the selection of instrument stage. For fiscal year 18, as I mentioned, we not only achieved our goals, but we exceeded our goals slightly in both best-in-class and spend under management. Our best-in-class spend through the end of quarter four was $134.2 million, and the total spend under management was $3.5 billion. In fiscal year 2018, we achieved basically 36% and 74% for BIC and SUM, respectively. And that means we surpassed the targets of 35%, so by 1% for BIC, and 70% for SUM, so by 4% for SUM. To ease the conflict between our category management and EPPR goals, USAID successfully coordinated with OMB to recategorize awards made at the mission and regional bureau levels from Tier 0, unmanaged, which is an OMB term, unmanaged, to Tier 1, a managed acquisition. And there'll be more of this to come in this year. Obviously, this is an ongoing thing. So stay tuned, and we'll be posting more information about this shortly. And now I'll turn it back over to you, Mark.
Thanks, Deb. I really appreciate it. I know for all of you that know Deb Broderick, she really has been phenomenal in leading the category management effort, and this remains an ongoing effort. And all the efforts Randy has been providing on the EPPR front have been critical as well. I'd also like to assure you, amongst all these different initiatives, U.S. small business opportunities continues to be at the forefront, and we always work closely with Mauricio Vera. He presented to our senior staff a couple of weeks ago to give us an update here internally, and we always work hand-in-hand with him on notices in our newsletters to the field and so forth. So now I'd like to turn it over to Mauricio.
Great. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. I really do appreciate the collaboration with MOAA. We really value that relationship, and we look forward to another successful year in this new fiscal year 2019. So this morning, I just wanted to talk about a couple of quick things. One is to report out on how we finished out fiscal year 2018 in terms of small business utilization. As many of you may know, this was our best year ever in terms of two key measurements, and one is percentage of our total worldwide contract obligations that went to small businesses and the dollars that went to small businesses. We accomplished 14%, which was the first time we had ever, as an agency, gone over the 14% mark. The past couple of years, we had been stuck around 13%. So we went up a full percentage point worldwide, and in terms of dollars, we awarded about $685 million, which, again, was a significant increase from fiscal year 17. We went over by about $50 million with about the same base of total. The denominator was about the same, close to $5 billion. So $685 million, that was the best we had ever done. In terms of meeting our socioeconomic targets, we comfortably met our overall small business goal, which was 12%. We met our small disadvantaged business goal. We went over 7% on that with a 5% goal. We got close in the women-owned category. We were close to 5%. We were at about 4.5. And we had increases in the other socioeconomic category, especially hub zone, which has been a challenge for us. We went up to almost half of 1%, which is better than we've done in the past. The only category where we struggled a little bit was service-disabled veteran-owned small business, so we're trying to do a little bit better on that this year. In terms of other initiatives that we've been focusing on, as many of you know, we've been trying to focus on expanding the use of small businesses at our missions, and that's an area where we started to focus a little bit more last fiscal year. We are continuing that this year with our Mission Small Business Goaling Program. And that was started last year. We did a pilot with 16 missions, and we're doubling the number of missions we're working with this year. Another couple of key updates, and then we will get to your questions. One thing that some of you may be familiar with, but I wanted to make sure that it stays on the front burners, is a tool that we developed this past year for you to input your information. This is for small businesses. We call it the Small Business Market Analysis Research Tool, or SBMART. We want you to register. If you are interested in doing business with our agency, we want you to register your information onto the site. You can upload capabilities information. You can upload past performance information, expertise, your skill sets, your NAICS codes, the regions of the world where you've worked. All of that information it will be available to our contracting officers and our technical folks for them to do market research. So we really want you to have that your information available to us so that we can – this is becoming a tool that is accessible to our staff. So we want you to really encourage you to input your information into that. One thing that I wanted to mention, that Deb talked about category management. We know that that's a key goal for the agency. I just want to assure you, because we hear from small businesses that category management is a concern to them, that that the category management goals sometimes conflict with our small business goals. But I want to reassure you that we work very closely with Mark and Deb and the MOAA team in ensuring that our category management goals do not negatively impact our small business goals. And as a matter of fact, I will remind everyone that under the President's management agenda, the expectation is that agencies will improve their acquisition of common goods and services using category management principles and continue to meet their small business goals. So under the PMA, they are equally important, so we want to make sure that everyone continues to be aware of that. So so we think that we can absolutely make both goals, as we did last year. We made the category management and the small business goal, so we want to continue to do that. So anyway, let me – I know we have some questions coming up, so I want to thank again our colleagues in allowing us the opportunity to be here, and we look forward to your questions.
Thank you, Mauricio. With the time that we have left now, we're going to answer some of the general questions that came in. And the first one is for you, Mauricio, because it's a small business question. In the recent USAID small business partner update for SBAIC partners, Ostabu indicated that USAID intends to expand its small business goaling program to an additional 15 missions in FY 2019. Can USAID name those 15 missions once they've been confirmed and let implementers know where this information will be posted?
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned, USAID plans to expand its mission small business goaling program to include an additional 15 or 16 missions in this new fiscal year. Currently, our office is working closely with senior officials at the regional bureaus and missions to identify this fiscal year 2019 participants. We are in the process of identifying those. We've been in touch with some of the missions. I would say we're about half of them have been identified so far. The other ones should be identified shortly. And once we have those names, we will share those with the partners. As it's finalized, we will post those on our website, so it'll be readily accessible to everyone. And just to summarize very quickly, the last fiscal year, we had 16 missions that had goals, and these included Ghana, Liberia, Tanzania, Uganda, Zambia, Bangladesh, Philippines, Vietnam, Pakistan, Ukraine, Bosnia, Peru, Guatemala, Honduras, Jordan, and Morocco. This year we're adding, as I said, about 16 missions. By next fiscal year, all missions with acquisition obligations over $5 million will be added to the mission goaling program.
Great. Thank you. The next question is a category management question for Deb. Will or has USAID received its best in class and spend under management goals for FY19? And if so, will you share those percentages with the implementers?
Yeah, absolutely. The fiscal year 19 target, as we understand it, is 5% growth over the fiscal year 18 achievement. So, and when I spoke with OMB, this wasn't absolutely definitive. They were still working on the numbers, so I'm saying that a little tentatively, because, as I said, they're still working on the numbers. But the data that is available shows that for fiscal year 19, the target as of was $3.7 billion. So our fiscal year 18 actual, so our new target is going to be $3.7 billion because that's 5% over the 3.2 that we did last year for some. And then we'll need to report $462 million in contracts moving to some for all tiers. The BIC target will be $84 million. And that'll be 5% over the $73 million. So therefore, $11.7 million in spend moving to BIC. So these will be very challenging goals for us if that remains, if that's what the goal ends up being. And so we've already started looking at various opportunities where we have NAICS and where we have contracts with NAICS and PSC codes that match to either a GSA schedule or to a best-in-class contract, and we'll be focusing on those and seeing if there's something we can do to move those. But again, as Mauricio pointed out, we'll, of course, be taking into account small business. We don't want to hurt our small business goals, and obviously we don't want to hurt our reform efforts either. So so it's a matter of threading the needle, and we'll be doing that this fiscal year.
Great. Thank you. The next question is a selection of instrument question, and it'll go to you, Mark. Several recent cooperative agreement solicitations have involved a core plus buy-in funding, but are not referenced as LWAs. Is USAID still using the LWA mechanism?
Thanks, Jeff. So LWAs, Leader with Associates, they are still being used at USAID. I think you should know, historically, though, LWAs have been more limited in numbers compared to the other award types that we do use. You know, the question of core and buy-in, also referred to as field support, comes up in both acquisition and assistance. How to best provide field in-country support is an ongoing area of consideration here at the agency.
Great. Thank you. Another one for you, Mark. This is on the subject of co-creation. What criteria are used to determine if a procurement process will include co-design or co-creation as a precursor to development of the full proposal? Should we expect to see more co-design in future programming with a concept note phase preceding the full proposal? And is there any way to tell from the business forecast if there will be a call for concept notes before the full proposal?
Thanks, Jeff. In general, just so you know, we do want to find ways throughout the design to the implementation spectrum to enhance collaboration, including the use of co-design and co-creation. I believe you will witness greater use of tools such as concept papers and statement of objectives. At this time, those types of details would be included in the solicitation and or the point of contact for the particular activity. But we do appreciate the question, and we will further check into opportunities to indicate more clearly in postings on the forecast when those approaches are being used.
Great. And we now have a question about the journey to self-reliance. How will USAID's initiative, the journey to self-reliance, influence USAID's country strategies, and will the individual country roadmaps and self-reliance mechanisms, which are new, be used in the country to guide country programming?
Sure, Jeff. For my part, I believe they would likely have some influence on country program. One could envision that where a particular country stands on their journey to self-reliance will naturally influence different types of possible approaches, whether that be technical assistance, government-to-government, public-private partnerships, or other types. So I believe there would definitely be an influence and correlation. And again, I think that would depend on the specific country, the specific sector. There are a host of different attributes that one would consider in that, and delivery approaches. So we appreciate that question.
Great. And with that, we're just about out of time here. So I want to thank everyone once again. As I mentioned before, we're working to complete the hundreds of questions that we received from our implementing partners. And once those are completed, which we're hoping to be hopefully by the end of the day today, we'll be posting those answers on our website. And we will send out an email and tweet out when those are available. Mark, do you have any final remarks?
I just want to thank you again, Jeff, and again, thanks everyone. It is a heavy lift every quarter, going out to update the business forecast, getting the questions from the partners, and undertaking the needed updates. But we know how valued this is to the partner community and the public, so we really do appreciate all your ongoing efforts to flag different issues, raise different questions on our business forecast. I greatly appreciate the efforts that Randy has been leading on the EPPR front, that Deb has been spearheading on the category management. Always enjoy Mauricio and I meet on a biweekly basis on small business-related activities. So, again, we really are looking forward to continued efforts to improve and enhance agency capabilities, further impacts, and we look forward to the further engagement throughout FY19 and the new year. So again, thank you all for joining the call.